see you, cocksucker. If you come over here, I'll bust your
nose. If I come over here, I'll bust your fucking nose.
Come on over here, you son of a bitch.
I won't even be there.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing? Madhouse Radio is returning again. Another Thursday night extravaganza. Whoop-de-frickin'-do.
Oh, boy. Holy crap. Can't wait.
Holy shit. Hold on to your pantyhose.
You're back.
That was nice and creepy. I like that one, both, man. Phil was like, yeah, we're back. We're back. Anyway.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. That's my crew. Those are my homies right there. This is the life I lead. Wow. Milkman's here, of course. The man himself, the milk man, the man of milk, Leche Hombre. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, hermano, man. Real pleasure to be back. Thanks for rock this thing out tonight, man. So you guys stay tuned because it's going to be sick.
Holy shit, it's gonna be sick. Well, hell, we got that to look forward to. All right, goddammit. Of course, also here is the man himself, Tuck, the owner, proprietor of TuckerMike.com, comic book artist and prank call artist. All right, we're gonna have to do something here. All of a sudden, now people can use their mics when they're in there. And Big Will just went in there with his mic hot. Will, shame on you. How to kill his mind. How do you turn that
off?
Settings,
Carlito.
Settings. All right.
Cool. There should
and
be
there's
a,
something in there.
Yeah, there should be a box
exactly
you
where.
Click.
Collars auto-unmuted.
You check.
No, webcams have audio. It's unchecked, it says.
That's
right here.
It.
Well, it's unchecked, so webcams don't have audio.
What?
Yeah.
It should be set as a default that they're unmuted. And then, if you want to hear them,
there's
a somebody needs to change the settings.
I'm gonna change the settings. Jesus Christ, that sounds scary. I think I just got it now. That's just pissing me off, fucking shit. When did that start? When did Now Life turn into that bullshit now? Jeez. Anyway.
I think I got it.
We'll see about that. Anyway. So in the meantime, thank you everyone for listening here and watching us tonight. We're the Madhouse Radio Network on 98.6 The Boca, 98.6 The Mouth.
98.6
I think we got it fixed, Milkman. Don't worry about that. And also, of course, we're on our flagship station over at syndicateradio.tv. God damn it, son of a bitch!
God damn it, son of a bitch!
Now Syndicate's really pissed. I'm going to go off of Syndicate. I'm going to ruin my show here. Hang on. Let's see.
Fuck Syndicate. Fuck. You have one show you got to do with.
All right.
Two,
I've
30 others.
All right. Caller's auto unmuted. Unchecked. So now, okay, wait a minute. How do we do this? All right. So if it says caller's auto unmuted, right? That's a bad thing. I don't want them to be auto unmute. I want them to be muted when they come in. So that's unchecked. All right. Then
muted means muted.
All right. Now webcams have audio, and that is unchecked.
It's unmuted. Right. Man, I don't want to hear anything.
Show chat, yes. Show media, yes. I guess for show media, callers, yes. Okay, that's it. Those are the settings right there. I suppose those are the settings.
I suppose.
Alright, now it's come. Now it's happening again. What the bloody hell? What is this, man?
Mm-hmm. Tell them to shut their mics off.
Do something. Yeah, whoever's in now, turn your mics off and leave them off. This is fucking annoying and rude. Anyway.
Megan Memo, you're the host. You don't have time to fuck with that.
I don't have to fuck with that.
It's their responsibility to turn the mics down.
I don't have to deal with this. We are professionals here. At least I am, and Milkman is. Tuck, you're not a professional. You're still amateur, but...
I don't know about me.
Not you.
No. Fuck me.
Milkman's a professional. He's
Are you referring to me? Are you referring to you?
Milkman's a professional. He's at work right now. Son of a bitch. Hell yeah. He's at work right now, and he's still doing his show. That's a consummate professional, man. How about that? All right. Anyway, I did want to give a what's up to everyone who's listening tonight. We'll be giving everybody, formal introductions here in a moment. We're going to let everybody filter in. We have right now, 33 plus, I'm not even watching how many people are listening right now. 33 plus 13 plus 4 plus another, that's 145 listeners. All right, good. We're awesome. Woohoo! All right, cool. All right, so... I want to mention here real quick, Reclude is going to be joining us here later on tonight for all you fans of the Richie Randall calls. Milkman, did you finally hear this? And I sent you a link to this here. I know, Tuck, you heard this, right? Richie Randall got a shout-out live on...
I did not get the other day.
Well, for all you Reclude and Richie Randall fans, here's a shout out from over the weekend. Reclude prank call. He told me he kept calling his DJ.
Right. Now I get to hear.
Regular radio, terrestrial radio, Sunny 95, I guess in Ohio. He kept calling in about his lovely, the overweight black girl Francine that he's always wanted to court. Here you go. Listen to this, everybody.
Refreshing music, Sunny 95, rolling through a commercial-free all-music hour. I want to say hey and thanks for listening up on the North End. Richie Randall and his lovely lady Francine. Please, Francine, don't leave him.
I love that, man. I just wish... He said he didn't get to record that, but he said he kept calling the DJ and the guy finally told him he'd give him the shout-out if he stopped calling him. I love that. If you don't know who Richie Randall is, go over to the...
I say, everybody... Call up your favorite local terrestrial radio station.
Uh-huh. And tell Richie Randall.
And do the same thing.
Yeah.
Richie to Francine. Yeah. Tell Richie Randall and Francine.
Tell
and record it and send it all to us.
Tell him you're Richie Randall and you know.
Make a series of it.
Yeah, man. Do I even have... I'm sure we got some Richie Randall pranks up on the... They're in the forums. If you want to go see them, head on over to the Madhouse Radio forums. That's over at madhouselive.com and take a look and see the pranks by Reclude where he made... He called a bunch of them as Mr. Richie Randall, a nerd who has a bow tie and stuff of that nature. I'll try to find one of them here. Maybe we'll play it later on in the show.
Has braces.
Does he have braces? I don't think Richie Randall has braces. I'm not sure. We'll get clarification.
Yeah, that's why he talks like that.
Is it really? Okay. Well, yeah, of course. That is. Good call, Milkman. Good call, man. Gold star, man. Well, good for you. Good on you, mate. Here we go. Here's a Richie Randall call for y'all. You know what we're talking about. We'll play some of it here. Warming things up. Getting ready to do some prank calls of our own. The night is young. It is 10:19 p.m. And keep in mind, you can always reach us here. 1-888-278-8509 is a toll-free line. Uh-huh. And once again, that's 1-888-278-8509. It's a toll-free line if you want to call us tonight.
Hello, is this, Who is this? Is this a toll house?
Yes, sir.
Cookie. Yeah, all right. What's going on, buddy? What's your name?
Narciso.
Narciso?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here. What's that?
Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is Ralphie. Listen,
Ralphie?
I got a special request, all right? So, I'm going down to a toll house cafe. What time are you open till?
When, sir?
Tonight.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Already.
You closed already? Okay, listen. What about tomorrow afternoon? When you guys open?
No, tomorrow we're going to be closed for Easter.
You got to be kidding me.
Okay, no,
what? Sir. All right, listen. What about, Tuesday
Monday?
Night?
Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Are you sure you know what you are talking to?
Yeah, Tollhouse Cafe, right?
No, Tollhouse Cookie Cake.
Yeah, Cookie Cake. Yeah, you guys got tables in there?
We are here at the mall.
Yeah.
And Frisco Mall.
Yes.
And we open 10 to 9 o'clock.
Yeah. You guys got tables there where you can eat the cookies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's what I need you.
Right in front of the store?
Okay, listen to me. Here's what we need. I pay you $20. What it is, I got a girl coming down. She's coming down from Oklahoma City.
Oh, from Oklahoma.
Yes. Because I can't get too many girls around here because I play the magic cards and I'm on the computer a lot. But, so I met this girl. She's kind of big, but she likes Tollhouse cookies, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking, man, I'll pay you $20 and you wear like a suit and you come over here and serve us the cookies, you know what I'm saying? You say, and you act like I come there all the time. And you say, hey, Mr. Ralphie, you got a cookie here. And you know what I'm saying? You put it on a silver, like, plate.
No, I'm sorry, sir, but I cannot do that.
But I bring the plate, you know what I'm saying? You say, yeah, it's Ralphie, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Mr., it's Ralphie Randall. It's my name, so you say, hey, Mr. Randall, we glad to see you again. And you know what I mean? And then you serve me the cookie, and you know what I'm saying? We have candlelight. We'll come here at like 8:30.
Yes, sir, but
you
I'm not allowed to do that.
No, come on, man.
You can find somebody else. Sir,
this is Ralphie, man. This is Ralphie. Come on.
And that would be me ruining the prank call in the background. Anyway, so it continues like that. That's, I don't know why I did that. I walked all over Reckless prank.
He changed his name to Richie. Prank a call after that.
Yeah, that was the first call with the character. When we said, we like Richie Rand. Richie's a good name for a retarded guy, I think, right? Isn't that about right? You know, retarded guy, you call him Richie,
yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
No offense, Tuck, I know your real name's Mike, but that's a...
Hey!
One of the girls are retarded.
Yeah. You know, a big name for retarded girls is Karen. I know a lot of mentally disabled women named Karen. Girls and stuff. Yeah.
Well,
Michael. I don't know. It just seemed for me when I was growing up.
Ken Thompson.
When I was a younger guy, you know, you'd be at school, and there was always in a special ed class, and there was always one named Michael. I was like, oh, Michael, he's special. Oh, Michael. Let's hear it for Michael, everybody.
Actually, that's kind of true. Michael used to be like the number one name everyone had.
Yeah,
you know, like
right.
At the top names and name your babies, and Michael was number one for a long time.
Well, that's probably what's up then. Yeah, well, then, no offense.
Yeah.
Coconut's asking.
Very common name.
His name was Joey, but when he said it.
There was
like
two or three Michaels in my classroom.
Yeah, Joey's another one, too. You hear a lot of Joe. Joe. Retarded Joe. Retarded Michael. Mikey. Everyone calls him Mikey, right? And he gives out the carts at the Walmart.
Mikey, right.
Yeah, I know.
I think Mikey is a retarded kid.
Yeah. I'm still getting that background noises, man. This sucks, dude. They gotta do something about that. Syndicate, get on that, you know. Fix it or I will be, I don't know. I'll cancel you guys. No, I'm kidding. I love Syndicate. They're good people. They're all right people. Hey, man. Anyway, speaking of which, of all right people, the man himself, Lonesome Loser, our prank call confirmation machine. He is here, and he's sending in numbers. Let's take a look here real quick and see what we got from the Lonesome Loser. We've got Mikey's Greek Gyros. There you go. All right.
He's quick. He's quick, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fast.
We got Planet Gyros, Good Friends Chinese Restaurant, the Canton Dragon Chinese Restaurant, Wonderful House Chinese. It must have been Lonesome Loser's in the mood for Chinese and gyros tonight. Hell yeah. The Blazing Onion Burger Company, Herphy's Burger and Teriyaki. We got Bing's Bodacious Burgers, Herman's Burgers. Wow, we got a lot of stuff to do here tonight. We got
Herphy's Burgers.
Herbie, man. Hell yeah.
Doesn't sound good, dude.
Herbie's Burgers. That's Herbie. That should be the name of a sexual act, you know. Oh yeah. All right. Good deal. And that was.
I think that's what Frank Master had that one time over at Zolar's there. Herbie's Burger.
Herbie's. He had a Herbie's burger. You remember this one? Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention, speaking of Zola, he will be on tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific, here on syndicateradio.tv. Zolar, and Zolar's Party Nation, and the Party Nation man himself. Great appearance tonight on the Stern Fan Roundtable. I actually got a chance to listen to it. I haven't listened to the Roundtable live. I've been catching it on the replays on Friday.
Oh, he was on there?
Yeah, they replay it on Fridays right in my lunch break, so I usually catch it, but I hadn't heard it live in a while. Then I got on Twitter Zolar's tweet that he was going to be on, so I made it a point to listen. Pretty good appearance. He always does really good on that show. I wish they'd involve him more and stuff on the Stern Show. He does a good thing here on Friday. Everyone be sure to check him out. But you remember that one time? I don't think you remember this, Milkman, but he got Prankmaster. It was like talking to me online. It was like, yeah, do you think I should go to Zolar's house? I'm like, yeah, you should bring some food with you too while you're at it, don't you think? You're like, all right. He brought like two large pizzas, and it was raining outside, and Zolar made him stay outside and talk to him through the window, and it was raining all over the pizzas.
That's a while ago now, but
oh,
yeah.
Man. God, I miss those days, man. Oh, jeez.
Fucking idiot. Fucking gullible idiot,
like the first
man.
Year stuff there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a tool. All right, anyway, speaking of tools, let's do some prank calls, and we're going to get to some news a little later, if you guys don't mind. We always like to touch on the articles and news of note. Who's the guy from who's the guy that died from Pink Floyd? I didn't say Led Zeppelin this time. Pink Floyd. Who's the dude? One of the founding
Rick
members.
Rick White. White from Led Zeppelin.
Rick White from Led Zeppelin. All right.
Yeah, founding member.
All right, good deal. He's dead. Yeah. Awesome.
Keyboard.
Who's Rick White from Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool.
Who is that?
And some other black dude died too, who made music. That's good. All right. Black guy. Black music guy died.
Black guy, music. All right.
For sure.
He was involved in that song, War. You know, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. And then he was involved in making
I
heard it through the grapevine. He was one of those guys. You know what I'm talking about. That guy.
Okay.
What is it good
for? Yeah, the guy has the music. Yeah, the black one.
The black one, yeah. The colored fella. Okay, anyways, let's do a prank call. We're going to call that Canton. We're going to call the Canton Dragon Chinese restaurant. I didn't say nothing. Chuck, you're the one that told me the other day in private that you think that they all look the same. Did you know he said that, Milkman? Can you believe it? Nope. Chuck was like, they all look the same to me. I don't know.
He's in Tennessee, dude. He can't help it.
What do you expect? I know, right? They still have legal slavery over there. Well, they don't want to admit it, yeah.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Big deal. So what? You're nice to us. We're nice to him.
Who made that song? Whose song is that? War. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. What song? Who did that one?
Oh God. Yeah. Oh.
I know. I have it.
Yeah.
Who is that? Hang on. Someone tell me real
quick. Well, that's case because he's already dead.
The group is War. So what is it? What's the song?
Eric Burden?
No.
Is that Eric Burden? Maybe it's War.
I don't know. I think the group is War.
No.
White guys.
Is it War? What is it good for? I guess it is. Hang on, let's try that. What? War and good. There we go. That is it. All right, gold star. Who figured it out? Some white boy over there figured it out. All right, white boy. Yeah.
Me?
Talk the white boy.
Tennessee boy. The stupid Tennessee
racist boy over there figured it out. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here we go. We'll be right back with the first prank call of the night. Canton Dragon Chinese Restaurant in Wyoming. Home of Wyoming Fried Chicken. And I'm going to tell you what right now. This motherfucking card better work. I called, and I feel bad about this, but the woman argued with me that it hasn't been cutting off. And we have recorded proof that for the last 3 weeks, the damn card keeps cutting us off in the middle of calls, right? Exactly. She said, I don't see anything.
Where? Hasn't been screened.
I don't see anything in your account that's doing that. I don't know. You should be fine. I said, well, last Thursday was doing it. She goes, right. You know, she told me, she's like, well, maybe you should try it now and see, and then call us back. And I called her the C word. No lie. And I felt bad after I did it, but I was upset at her. She was real snotty with me. I muttered it under my breath, and I hung up on her, but I think she heard me say it, so... I don't know. I'll call her tomorrow and talk to her and apologize.
Oh, Jesus.
Nah, they like it when you call them the C word. Women secretly like that. They like the attention.
Jimmy.
It's my heart.
War, yeah. What is it on for? Nothing at all. Phone ring. Phone ring. You see, here we go. Starting already, Tuck.
The bad luck from Tuck is beginning already. Let's try it again.
Listen to me.
Good point. Jackie Chan did sing that song. From Rush Hour, he did sing that song. Really badly, too.
You're calling
Eugenio. What happened with Bob? Did he win this fight or what? What happened with that?
He did not win the fight.
Oh, he didn't? That sucks.
Unfortunately. Somehow he didn't win over a crazy guy. He left the fight.
Okay, now the phone will not ring at all.
He didn't make it through that.
Yeah. I didn't expect much of a fight anyway. More of a celebrity type of scripted thing. That's all good, whatever it takes.
Dude, I don't know what's up with the phone. I could try to use Hollywood's card instead again. I think I still have it here. Hang on, let's find out. Who is this? No one's there, okay. Wow, this is going to be great. Alright, let's play a different song too. I hate this song already. Scramble it up a little bit.
Man, we need to give them cards a break. Try the other company. Spoof. Draw.
Spoof card.
Welcome.
Oh, dude, big announcement here. I don't know if you guys heard, but I got the email.
Place a call. Press 1. Please enter your destination number.
It's official. Sirius is going to have the AC/DC channel. That's what we should be playing, some AC/DC. We're big AC/DC fans here on this show, but... real excited about that.
Yeah, they're on Stern Show last week.
Oh, were they really?
About it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No shit.
Please call. Press 1 now.
All right, here we go. Let's see if it works. And we're sitting. Waiting for the phone to ring. Oh, big news. I got a new car. 2009 Honda Civic.
Man, look at you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, me, Mr. Carman.
Very nice.
I really am. Yeah. Hello, is this the Canton restaurant, the Canton Dragon Chinese restaurant?
Yes.
Now, could you explain to me the difference between Cantonese and Mandarin, please?
You mean the food or what?
Oh, the people and the food. The food first, because...
Oh,
know,
the people is like,
The bad people, the Mandarins, right?
No.
So the Cantonese are bad? Hello?
They both are not bad.
They're both bad?
I mean, they both have bad people, like American people, the same dude, like, they got good people and bad people, you know?
Yeah.
But then, what you mean?
Because I heard the Cantonese are like the niggers of China or something like that. Someone was telling me. They were dark skinned and that, like, they would steal your wallet. Like, if I was in an elevator and a Cantonese person got on the elevator, would I probably, like, grab my purse and hold it close to me?
I don't know. It depends on what phase are you.
So what are you? Are you Mandarinian or Cantonese?
I'm Cantonese.
Yeah? So are you...
So it depends on what phase are you born. Is like, even in the United States, there's people stole your wallet too, but it just depends on the place that you are. You
no,
know?
But the Cantonese people are they do more crime than the Mandarin people, I heard. That they're more they're
that
like,
I got no idea.
Oh, why don't you know? What are you? Aren't you proud of your nation and your country of Canton?
I've been here like almost like 20 years already, so I don't know the place. I mean, like, I don't know how the people are doing right now, and I mean, like, everything's like going so fast. A lot of people, they have, like, a lot of money, but some of them, they're so poor and all kinds of stuff like that, so...
So poor?
It just depends on the place or where you live and, you know, and
They have a
so
blue?
Not just like they're Cantonese, so they're bad.
Okay.
Their Mandarin is all good. No, not like that.
They're not good at all. No, no. Who will win in the fight, the Cantonese or the Mandarinians?
What was it?
Who would win in a fight? Like if in China, the Mandarinese and the Cantonese got into a fight, that would be a good fight, right? Can you tell the difference between the Mandarinian and the Cantonese? Can you tell?
Not much.
Well, what's the difference?
If you say the Japanese, I mean,
what's
they're the same. Just like the language is different.
Really?
I mean, the speech is different.
They talk
even
different.
The word is the same thing, but the way that they talk is different.
Okay.
For me, it's like Cantonese, but I do know a little bit of the Mandarin. But
okay.
Some people, they don't know Mandarin at all. So and they're so difficult.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. How do you ask in Cantonese? Let's compare. In Cantonese, how would you ask how much are the feminine napkins? How would you say that in Cantonese?
How much of what?
Are the feminine napkins? How much are the feminine napkins? How would you say that in Cantonese?
What's that mean?
You know what a feminine napkin is?
Uh-uh.
It is the napkin that the woman puts down there when she's on her cycle.
I think you got the wrong number.
No, this is the Cantonese people. Oh, man. All right, we're going to call her back and get some clarification. This is important stuff to know about, you know. Got to know how to say...
All you women out there got to know how to say these things in Cantonese. They own half the country as it is now.
Next time, how do they say colostomy bag instead of napkin?
Yeah, okay, there we go, colostomy bag. Maven says Mandarin, you know, G4 TV reported that he might make an appearance in the next Iron. Who's the man? I don't know much about Matt.
Add minutes to your card, press...
Shut up. Didn't he kill someone, Tony Stark? I don't know. I don't know much about Iron Man. I can't help you out with that, sir. I don't know. I wasn't. I heard it was a good comic book. You know?
I kind of know who Mandarin is, and he's just basically just like a Chinese mystic kind of guy, but that's all I really know about him.
It's a Joker card saying he's a guy.
I don't think he really have a... The great,
the guy with
the
great rings,
and
like shoot rays out and bullets and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
A guy with that's
conjured dragons and shit.
But isn't that the Green Lantern? Doesn't he have the rings? Why is Marvel got to steal, you know, DC's flavor all the time? What's that?
No, the Mandarin.
I don't know what that's about.
Tuck,
there's been some crossover somewhere down.
Tuck, you're the comic book expert. What's better?
Yeah.
What's better? Who's regarded as the most balls, DC or Marvel?
Because
from what I understand, Marvel comics
balls,
always
Marvel. DC is more.
Because all DC had going for it was Batman, right? For the most part, all DC had that was cool was Batman. Everything else sucks. Superman was gay.
Batman was the Justice League. Well. DC also have Vertigo and people who liked the Sandman and Neil Gaiman and Preacher and...
Was Preacher DC? Because Preacher was cool.
All that kind of stuff.
Preacher was that alcoholic priest,
Vertigo,
right?
Yeah.
Preacher was that alcoholic priest or whatever?
Yeah.
And then who did Spawn was like a totally different,
and,
like a third party kind of
Hellblazer and all that.
Who did Spawn? That was like a different...
Spawn was
Image, right?
Todd McFarlane, which was Image.
Image,
and it
right?
And that was Todd McFarlane's...
I remember that. Spawn was cool. I remember Spawn. Preacher was a good comic book. My old roommate was a big fan of Preacher.
In the 90s and the 90s and the 2000s, there were all kinds of crossovers between the different companies that there are stories, and that's fairly... possible. I don't know if it's true, but it's possible that Mandarin could have stole rings from Green Lantern or vice versa.
Maybe.
Who knows, man? I remember once they actually merged DC
Dude,
and
those were
Marvel
cool.
characters together to create their own characters.
They,
remember those?
They fought each other, and then they had like the characters were together, like. Dude, like, and you know what the biggest bullshit
together.
They had it was Hulk versus Superman, right? And, like, it was the gayest fight. Like, Superman beat him. Like, they just did one punch, and Superman beat him. That was it. I was like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me, dude. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Hulk versus Superman, and then Batman and Captain America. That was a good fight. I remember that one was pretty good. And didn't, like, Robin and some other one fall in love or something? Like, the two they were supposed to fight fell in love or something? I don't know.
I just
thought that was Batman.
And then apparently now there's going to be a Mortal Kombat.
They merged Batman with Wolverine. Remember
Batman
they,
and Wolverine?
They merged Batman with Wolverine.
Oh, jeez, come
they,
on.
And they merged him into Batarang or some shit like that.
Oh,
you know?
God, that sucks.
They merged, they actually fused them together, like Storm and Wonder Woman get fused together.
Yeah. So yeah, they're Zar's mentioned in Marvel versus Capcom.
The Teen Titans and the X-Men get fused together.
Marvel versus Capcom was a very good crossover arcade game. You know, it started off with X-Men versus Street Fighter, and then became what was it? After that was X-Men versus Capcom. And then it was Marvel versus Capcom, and then Marvel versus Capcom 2. And now the bullshit that really pisses me off, now Mortal Kombat's going to do Mortal Kombat versus DC Comics. And they're going to have Superman. It's like, come on, who's going to beat Superman? Are they going to make it so Superman's powers are, like, weakened somehow or something? Because Superman will kill everybody. And
someone has a kryptonite ring, that bullshit move.
If you're going to tell me, like, Raiden and Scorpion are going to be able to beat Superman up, then you got something coming. That's all I got to say. That's going to be retarded.
That rings. I mean, okay.
I guess so. So, yeah, that it looks kind of whack. Sub-Zero, Omega Mark. Hell, yeah. The most awesome fatality, I think, was always Sub-Zero's, man. In the first Mortal Kombat, ripped the head right off with the spine. That was awesome. That was, I don't even remember. I remember Scorpions. You held down block and you did up. I think that was it, right? Block and up, and he did the thing. He pulled off his mask, and he spit the fire out, and he burnt you up. I remember that, man. Hell yeah. Fatality. You got a lot of points for fatalities in the first game, too. Dude, we're talking some bullshit. Let's go back to the prank calls, all right? We had a weak prank call there at the beginning. Hollywood calling. Hollywood Vanya is going to call in. I keep missing his call. Let me turn the ringer on so I see when he's calling in. Hollywood Vine is going to call in a moment, I'm sure, here, and he's going to catch up and do some pranks. There he is. That's probably him right there. If not, then someone else beat him to it. No, then that's Hollywood Vine.
Hollywood Vine, how you doing, sir?
Madhouse Radio, the short bus of prank calls.
Yes, sir. Were you a big arcade short bus of prank calls? Were you good?
More so.
Were you big?
Yeah, man. I used to know the Nintendo World Champion. It was Thor Ackerlund.
Thor.
And he and I would go back and forth between Mortal Kombat 1 and 2 and Street Fighter 2.
All right, so I was going to ask, what did you prefer? I was a Mortal Kombat fan, even though it wasn't as structured as Street Fighter 2. Mortal Kombat 2, I believe, altogether was like the best of those 2D fighters.
Absolutely.
In the 90s.
Absolutely. Mortal Kombat was the first one that had fatality, the first one that had like the big blood and everything. So
Yeah.
It also had, I mean, Johnny Cage, Raiden, and Kano were the first ones that you could actually get somebody trapped in the corner, up in the air, and completely take all of their energy away. Yeah.
Yeah, the juggling.
Remember, they came out with version 1.2, and you couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah, yeah, they got rid of it after. Yeah, that's right. They had the fix it because you could juggle
and also,
just sit
the
there.
First version, Johnny Cage could knock off multiple heads. Remember that?
Yeah, he would do like the three fatality and three heads. Yeah, yeah, and I remember that. Yeah, that was kind of.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, Mortal Kombat 2, Mortal Kombat 3 sucked, and I didn't play anymore after that.
Well, 4 was kind of cool because Qui-Gon Jinn, one of his
Qui-Gon Jinn.
Not Qui-Gon Jinn. Quan Chi. I mean, Star Wars. Quan Chi would, he would rip your leg off and just beat, as you fell down, he'd beat you with your own leg.
Oh, really? Okay.
That
he'd rip him off
cool
and beat you with it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Hell yeah. But yeah, Mortal Kombat 2 all around, that was really good. And I actually did like Super Street Fighter 2. I really liked, the Bruce Lee-looking guy, Fei Long, he was a really cool fighter.
Marshall. Oh, no, that was right. That's right. That
Fei Long. Yeah, the tall Indian guy sucked. He was like another Zangief or whatever, Zangief.
Yeah.
Anyway, man, so how are you feeling better? I know last week you were sick, you were out of action, you were hanging out, but you're out of action.
Mucho el comprehende better deja vu.
That's good, man. You finally watched Iron Man? We were just talking about that. You said you got that.
Well, I have it sitting right here on my desk. I haven't had a chance to watch it. I got that, Leatherheads, and Pathology sitting on my desk right now. So.
Leatherheads, is that the football movie?
Yeah, with George Clooney and Renee Zellweger.
Yeah, Fina said she wanted to watch that because I was like, you want to watch a football movie? Oh, no, I heard on Oprah it's a romantic movie. This I wanted to mention here real quick.
Oh, Oprah gave the okay.
We got this in the mail today.
Because Oprah gave the okay.
Yeah, as soon as Oprah gives the okay, Tuck's got a point. You know how that is. We got this in the mail, a DVD, a documentary called Obsession, Radical Islam's War Against the West. I don't know if anybody's seen it here, but I got it in the mail. I don't know how they got my address or whatever it is.
I gave it to them.
You did? Oh, you fucker, you. It says
here, for the gay porn too.
Winner of the Best Feature Film 2005 Liberty Film Festival. Never heard of it. Official selection of the Newport Beach Film Festival. I don't know why they sent it to me, but it's. I started watching it, and it's basically like, you know, Christian propaganda about radical Islam and this and that and how evil they are and stuff. I don't know, man. Are you going to be voting this year? I mean, you don't have to tell us who you're voting for. I'm just curious. I'm trying to get people's temperature. Do you vote?
Yeah, I'm still kind of weighing out which way I'm going.
That's good. You should do that, man. Just, you know, yeah. Take your time. Make sure you make the right decision, whoever it's for.
Yeah.
I'm kind of concerned. I was at on campus the other day, and they were, you know, I'm an Obama. I donated $20 to the Obama campaign 3 days ago. I should be getting my car magnet pretty soon and put in my nice new car. Nice blue Obama. I've never, ever contributed to a political campaign. This is the first for me. I actually donated $20 to Obama for America. Charged
with somebody sent me a joke today you'll really enjoy.
What's that? Tell me.
It said, Obama, he's going up to the pearly gates. He knocks on the gates. He's like, let me in. They're like, who are you? He's like, I'm Barack Obama. He's like, Barack Obama, who's that? He goes, I'm the United States President. He goes, when were you United States President? He said, 10 minutes ago.
Oh, man, he died. Yeah.
There's already been some people that have... Remember those guys that were threatening to kill him?
Yeah, but that was nothing. God, yeah. They caught some rednecks with a gun or a sniper gun, you know, a sniper
rifle. They
were
the same guys that did the Abominable Snowman.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't doubt it, yeah. Dino had a good point. We were talking a few months ago on the air, and Dino said, you know, they're going to let that guy get elected, and then they're going to let him fix the country, then they'll kill him. I was starting to laugh. Yeah. I was like, yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Consolation prize. Huh?
Yeah, probably. So whoever you're going to vote, I'm kind of concerned right now. I was at the at school, and the Obama folks were there. They came up to me and said, "Hey, do you want to register to vote?" So I'm already registered. I said, "You need to change your address." And I said, "Matter of fact, yeah, I do. I've had, you know, I'm still registered to vote on my parents' address, different part of the state. It's like 45 minutes away. So on election day, I usually get out of work and I drive out to where my parents live, and I vote, and then I have dinner with them, and I come back home. It's kind of a pain. So, anyway, I decided, yeah, sure, why not, you know, because the voting place here is right down the street. I could walk there if I wanted to. And I went ahead and did that 3-4 weeks ago, and I still have not received my new voter registration card. So I don't know if I'm supposed to go to the old place or the new place.
I think McCain stopped it.
Well, McCain, like, stopped it in his tracks.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He grabbed your voter
card. I don't know. Can you confirm?
They're rigging the Florida election again.
Maybe. Can I confirm where I'm registered to vote? Because what I'm mostly concerned is I'm going to go to the old place and I'm going to say, you're not registered here. Then I'm going to go to the new place and they're just going to give me some provisional ballot or something that's not even going to get counted because I live in Florida where none of our votes get counted. I don't know. So I'm kind of concerned about that. I think it's too late to even register to vote now.
Ever.
So if they screwed me up, and that's Obama's campaign, I'm going to be really pissed off if I can't vote, man, or if my vote gets fucked up because of them, you know, saying, oh, sure, we'll change your address for you. I was like, yeah, I really should take care of it myself at the courthouse, but yeah, I guess, yeah, I'll trust you guys, and here we are now. And they're like, do you want to volunteer? And I was like, I already did. I did some phone banking for the Obama campaign a few weeks ago, and I told them, oh, well, good for you, and they were done with me. Like, they didn't want to hear from me anymore, so... Whatever. Hey, let's do some prank calls, Hollywood, man. Come on.
All right.
Come on, let's get on it. What are you moving? I got some Greek restaurants here, gyro places. I got some Chinese places. And we got some burger places here, too, now.
You know me. I like spur of the moment.
All right, there we go. So I'm going to... I just messaged you, gave you a whole bunch of numbers there.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm thinking we can do Planet Gyros, because that sounds like a gyro place where you can where you can go on the treadmill and eat your gyro at the same time. That sounds awesome,
yep.
You know? Planet Gyros.
Wipeout.
Hell yeah. Did you see Wipeout, the season finale? at the awards and stuff. That was kind of cool. I'm pissed off, man. The Terminator, the last episode, my DVR screwed up. Only recorded 9 minutes of it.
Oh, man. Our DVR recorded all of the season episode of House the other night.
Right.
But the last 5 minutes, so we didn't get to hear what that speech was.
Really? I don't watch House.
Did you watch House?
I don't watch House at all now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I do know that the Weeds finale was, I saw that this week, excellent finale, and looking forward to the next two seasons. It's signed on for two more seasons through Showtime, so if you're a big fan of Weeds, you have that to look forward to. This week's S.H.I.E.L.D., I did watch that. I was kind of happy. I thought there was a little bit of bad acting there upon Vic Mackey's part, but it's still starting to heat up a little bit. That's looking good. And of course, then I missed the Terminator episode, so there we are. Okay, let's call the Planet Gyros. I know everybody, you're waiting for prank calls. We did a lot of bullshit talking last week, so we're going to get to some pranks now. Hang on, man. Don't go anywhere, Hollywood, all right? Now I'm allowed to go anywhere. Stay there. I think we're going to have to terminate the call, Ryan.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
All right, what about... We'll do Mikey's Greek Gyros instead.
Yeah, that's cool. Right, I got a four, I think. All
right. More Blues Traveler. Hang on, everybody. If Athena's family heard me say gyros, they'd be pissed. Oh, we got a confirmation on the menu for the wedding reception.
Mike, gyros. Yeah, is the manager in, please?
Yes, she is. Just a second.
You know, woman and manager.
Hi, this is Louise.
Louise?
Yeah.
My name is Chris. I brought myself, my cousin's nephew's wife in there, and also my cousin as well. And I don't know what you guys are trying to pull, but are you guys selling beef in there? My cousin is deathly allergic to beef. And after having your sandwich, he is in the hospital right now. I want to know right now, are you guys selling beef or not?
It says on the thing, yeah, it's a beef and lamb combination. It says
it
on
is
the thing that the gyro meat is beef and lamb.
Where do you get off selling beef when a gyro has nothing to do with beef? It is not, it's supposed
that's
to be
how
lamb.
They make it.
That's
it. It's a beef and lamb combination.
Okay, well, they should have told that to us when we came up there. They should have known that he was allergic to beef. Now he's in the hospital, he could possibly die. Are you happy about that?
Well, no, of course I'm not happy about that, but it says on our menu that gyro meat is a beef and lamb combination.
We told them ahead of time that he was allergic to beef, and they gave it to him anyway. We told them strictly just lamb, and they gave him the lamb and beef. No, don't make excuses. Don't make excuses. Listen,
I'm not.
This
I'm
is
saying,
serious.
I don't know who took your order. I know, but, like, I don't know
it was
who...
some girl. She was blonde. But, ma'am, we're going to need to get you guys to come to the hospital and see him. My cousin is on, I think, is on his deathbed. Because we
well,
told
I
you guys, he can't, if that is the case, we need somebody to come up here, hopefully you being the manager or possibly the owner, to come up here and stay by his side tonight. Do you
well,
have any plans tonight, Louise?
Would have said...
Louise, do you have any plans? Do you have any plans?
I'm here working right now.
Great. Well, you're going to be up here by his side when you get off, right?
We will do what we can if I get done with work.
Great. Well, we will see. What time did you get off?
Well, I'm just doing a catering right now, so...
Okay, well, what time do you get done with that?
Probably around 10:30.
You're making excuses now, aren't you?
No.
When's the owner coming in? When is the owner going to be there? You are the owner. So you're the manager and the owner. Okay,
yes.
I need you to come up here.
Yeah.
At least
well,
tell him I'm sorry before he dies.
Like, totally. Well, because I need to find out who was not saying that because that's not the case
okay.
of what...
Okay, well, no, we told him ahead of time he was not supposed to have any beef, and they put beef, apparently, in his sandwich. Now, it was... Do you have a blonde...
Zero meat blonde one kind of meat, so, like, yeah, they should know that it's not
right.
a... Comp-
so,
that there's
right.
no way
so,
to separate
here's
it.
The deal. It was a blonde girl taking our order. That's what we told her. You know who I'm talking about?
I don't yet. Like, I don't have one blonde person here right now. But
okay.
I will try to find out who could have been here.
Okay.
All of the people have brown hair here. And I don't have a blonde employee. But, like, I will Yeah, I don't
you
have
need to find out who it was.
Oh, I do. Earlier today, I do.
Okay.
But she knows that.
Well, see.
That was she left here at 3:30.
I'd like to have her come up here and stand by his side tonight, too.
Okay, was that like before 3:30?
Yes, it was.
Today?
It was right around 1.
Okay. Okay.
Well, right. Between 4:30 and 1 is when my lunch was.
Yep. Then I know who it was because we only have a blonde person that works during
okay.
the daytime.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So
thanks.
I'll be expecting
all
you guys up here at the hospital.
Yeah.
Both you,
bye.
You're Louise, right? What's her name?
Yeah.
What is the blonde girl's name?
Vicky.
Huh? Vicky?
Her name's Vicky, yeah.
Vicky. I'm expecting to see a Vicky and Louise up here, room 227.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
I would like them to apologize before he dies.
Yes.
Well, Oh, man, we got breaking news here from the Obama campaign. Email just coming in from the Obama Action Wire. I don't know why I'm announcing this. I get updates, I get tweets, I get emails. Carlos, that's my real name if you didn't know. Now that John McCain has realized this campaign will be about change, he's claiming he'll take on the Old Boys Network in Washington. There's only one problem. With seven of the most powerful Washington lobbyists running his campaign from the top, taking on the Old Boys Network is in a fight at the staff meeting, etc., etc. Look at that. That's something else. Obama's now, he's coming on strong. He's not holding back. He's putting the pedal to the metal to the meat, so to say. It's good to see the Democrats, you know, finally getting some balls.
The broom to the broom?
Yeah, the broom to the broom to the floor.
No shit, yeah.
Yeah, man, good work, Hollywood. I'm thinking I'm going to try to call back after we'll do another call, and then I'll call back, and I'll call back as, was it your cousin?
The doctor, he's dead.
Was it your cousin? I was going to call Jack Masterson, you know.
Yeah.
One more, bro.
The lawyer.
Jack Masterson, almost dead. Oh, shit, all right.
He's fixing to be taking his last breath, so we figured you might want to tell him goodbye over the phone.
Yeah, we got him on. Hang on. Let me put him on. Here's his last wish. Oh, God.
We need to have some
boys
like,
are mean.
Joker card says...
In the background.
Yeah, some blood is going to get a beating. That's what they're going to beat her up. All right, so you saw what else we have there. What do you want to do? You want to do that burger, the Blazing Onion Burger Company? That sounds weird. I don't know.
A Chinese restaurant, the Wonderful House, sounds kind of good.
The Wonderful House. Okay, that's Chinese, you know.
Yeah.
And they're in Rock Springs, Wyoming, as I said, the home of the Wyoming Fried Chicken. Hey, real quick question. I held off because I've been busy. I held off on editing the 9/11 show from last week because you said you were going to. Are you doing that still, or should I go ahead and edit it?
Well, I cut the pranks out. I cut the calls. I left them at work. And I was off today.
Okay, that's cool.
I can go back and try to edit them. I'm not sure when I'd have time. Maybe Monday.
That's fine. Don't worry. I'll do the show. Yeah, I didn't do it because I thought you might be uploading the show or something, the whole show itself. So I'll do it myself. No problem. It takes me like 15 minutes. I can actually see where I cut it out. It's all marked up, so it's all good. I'll do it so the podcast listeners who are listening live, I've got like 3 emails already. I said when the milkman, like, people are like, where's the podcast? You know, people are really into the podcast. So,
yeah.
If you happen to be listening live, it'll be updated by Saturday.
Yeah, they get pissed off when this doesn't show up, huh?
Oh, dude, they get pissed. I got a guy, he's like, fuck, dude, I listen to my bike. Jesus, I listen to your show on my bike. You better re-upload it, man. Oh, I did want to mention October 2nd, there will not be a live show. So not next week, but the week after, no live show.
You're
we're going
to
be missing a show.
Some kind of schedule for the podcast.
Yeah, I
know. Really?
Yeah, no live show on 10/2.
This week or next week?
Next week we'll be on, and then we're taking another week off. So mark that on your calendars. Maybe I'll...
Jeez, you're starting to sound like Howard Stern, dude. Come on.
You know what I think I'll do? It's been a while since I've done a best of. We used to do... Remember, I know Milkman and Tuck, you guys remember, we used to do best of episodes whenever I missed a show. And they're always fun. You know,
I
intersperse it with a little bit of music and this and that. And I've got a lot of content. We haven't done a best of in over a year. So maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll make a best of and put it on rotation. Yeah, maybe so you guys have something to listen to.
Time for one,
So yeah, that's look forward to. No Madhouse in 2 weeks. Get you
and
know.
Of course, we got to put up the I rebuke you.
I rebuke thee, Satan. Everyone visit madhouselive.com. Go to the forums. You'll see all our pranks there, and the venerable Madhouse archivist, Hollywood Vanya, who's on the line now, helps us out with all the prank. We couldn't, man. It's an awesome service you do, man. Thanks. Appreciate it, man. I love
being serviced myself.
You go, hey, who doesn't, man?
Yeah,
who doesn't?
There you go.
All right, let's go. Let's do another prank here. We're going to call that Chinese, right? Wonderful House Chinese in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Let's get another song here in the...
Everybody used to think of him...
There we go. A little bit of Sean Lennon.
Like a bum,
here we go,
sort of. A musical bum than anything else.
Hello, in the falls.
Yes, ma'am. Do you deliver?
Sorry, we don't deliver anymore.
Oh, that's okay. I can come pick it up then. I was just trying to save a little bit of time. I need to place an order, please.
Yes, can you pick up before 9:30?
I can surely be there. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Can I go ahead and place my order?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what I'd like. I am a recent diabetic, so I need to know, is there anything that you have that has no MSG plus
MSG?
Sugar? Yeah, do you have anything with no MSG at all?
We can make everything no MSG.
Okay.
Yeah, we can make that no MSG.
Okay, wonderful. Now, do you have anything that has low sugar?
Low sugar?
Yeah, low sugar.
Low sugar? You want low sugar and no MSG? I can write in the check, then they can
make it. Now, if you have to add a little bit of MSG to take care of the sugar, then that's okay. Can you guys do that? Replace the MSG with the sugar? Because MSG is not as bad for a diabetic than the sugar is. So if you can replace the MSG with the sugar, or, you know, if you can replace a little bit of starchiness with the MSG, take place of the sugar, maybe you could do that as well.
Okay.
Do you do that?
In
fact, now that I think about it, if you take a little bit of potassium from the rice and take that out and add the MSG, take care of the sugar, that'll work even better. Can you guys do that tonight?
Excuse me. Can I help you, ma'am?
Yes. Hello.
Hello, yes. Can I help
you?
Yes,
I was wondering, do you guys deliver?
No, I'm sorry. We don't have any delivery.
Oh, wait. She just told me that. Okay. I have just been diagnosed recently with diabetes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, can you take out anything with sugar? Do you have anything
sugar?
With sugar? Because there's sugar in rice, is that right?
Yeah, rice.
Okay, now, if you can take the sugar out of the rice, add some potassium and a little bit of MSG to cover the sugar up, will that work? Is that better for a diabetic?
No, because the inside the rice already have sugar.
Okay, can you take the sugar out of the rice individually, then cook it, then add the MSG and a little bit of potassium and bring that sugar back up a little bit so there's a balance in there?
No, because the rice when we steam already is have sugar. Because I don't know about the process, with the chemical process we can do the remove the sugar, because I think it's 5 or 10%
You talk too much. Okay, you talk too much. Okay, here's the deal. Can I make an order to deliver with like M&M fried rice? Do you make that?
We don't have any deliver.
Okay, no, I'm just saying, can I pick it up then?
Can I
make an order?
Yeah, you can
pick it. Okay, so can I have some M&M fried rice then?
Fried rice? No, I'm sorry, we cannot do the rice.
You can't make rice?
Just steam rice, only steam rice.
Okay.
No sugar, no anything.
Okay, so
just
can you take
plain
some steamed
rice,
yeah. Pick steamed rice, add a little bit of sugar, and some MSG.
No,
okay.
Can I put
this
in the car?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Steamed rice, you need to put a little bit of sugar.
Yeah, steamed rice, add about a pound of sugar, so a little bit of MSG, maybe some starchiness on the top of that. Can you put some tomatoes in there as well?
Okay.
I'm really
only
looking
tomato,
for a diabetic iodine.
Only tomato you need with the rice.
Oh, you know what would be even better? If you take if you add the sugar, can you add anything to bring the taste down?
Okay, just a moment.
Okay.
Hello, may I help you?
Hello, sir. Do you speak English?
Yes, may I help you?
Do you speak Chinese?
You want to speak English or you want to speak Chinese?
You speak Chinese?
No, I don't.
Okay, what do you speak besides English?
Why?
Speak any other language?
What do you want, ma'am?
I don't understand. You
don't understand
me? Good, because I don't understand me either. Do you deliver?
No, we don't.
Okay, you're the third person I've asked that said they don't deliver. So you, at least you guys are consistent. Okay. Can you go ahead and just make me what I just ordered? I need some M&M fried rice, okay?
What kind?
How soon can I get that?
Okay, what do you want, ma'am?
I said M&M fried rice. Are you, what, you can't see and you can't hear? What's going on?
Ham fried rice?
M&M fried rice, thank you. I'll be there in 5 minutes, okay?
What, M&M fried rice?
M&M fried rice.
We don't have it.
Okay, well, I'll bring my own M&Ms, and you make the rice, and I'll be there in 5 minutes, okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
What the fuck is M&M fried rice?
I don't know.
I'm not kidding you. That actually sounds kind of good as a dessert rice. I might be into that. Got a little bit of rice, a little bit of oil, a little bit of fried, a little bit of M&M.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That sounds fucking good. That guy's like, I don't want a fried rice. I don't have a fried rice. How does that guy not speak Chinese? What, is he Italian or something?
I don't know.
Get out of here.
He probably speaks Mandarin.
Get out of here. Yeah, that's what it is, right? Yeah. I don't speak Cantonese. I speak Mandalorian. All right. Let's call back. I'm going to talk to...
Okay.
Who did we call? Okay. Who was the last prank call? It was Mikey's, right? Mikey's Greek?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You tell her you're going to put your... was it your cousin? In
my
the hospital?
Cousin, yeah.
Okay, good. I wish we had a sound effect like in the hospital kind of incubator in the background,
too.
You know, like...
That'd be so great.
Yeah,
I could do that in the background.
Oh man! All right, let's do it. Let's call.
You
want
me to do that in the background?
Yeah, is it sound believable? I don't know.
No,
I don't know. We got.
I can do it.
At the end, yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. The end.
At the end. All right, that's one of Milkman's greatest prank calls ever. I got to find that and ask somewhere lost.
I've got it. I think I have it on my desktop, man.
The Deanda one?
Doesn't help you any, does it?
No, it doesn't help me. Well, anyway, all right, hang on, folks. We're going to call back that Greek place. Don't go anywhere.
Milkman in that prank call. For those who never heard of the Deanda prank call, we did it off the air right after a show, me, Ted, and Milkman. And Milkman's just so weird. He's, like, so creepy sounding. Like, oh, yeah, I'm driving around in my limousine half naked. We're going to have a good time. This lady's all like, what? Lady in Britain. Nobody can freak a lady out like Milkman can. Is Milkman here anyway? Hey, Ted's here. Cornelius is here.
Hey there, Hollywood. Hollywood. There's Hollywood.
All right, there we are. You're my lawyer, right?
I'm the guy in the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, the cousin. Who was it? Whatever.
I didn't say the name.
I don't know. Jack.
Frankie.
Jack.
Jack.
Masterson.
Their own Captain Woolley family?
Yes, ma'am. Is Louise there?
Well, at this time.
Hello?
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 At this time, I have
what
something
was that?
To tell you. What the fuck was
if
that?
If you don't love me, you can hang up.
At this time. That was
hello time. At this hello at this time. What?
This is a good song. I want to say what's up to Ted Webb and Cornelius from the movie
Planet
Fight
of the Apes?
Fight Club. Or Planet of the Apes too. Remember Fight Club? Cornelius.
Oh,
yeah.
The fact that was Meatloaf, wasn't it?
No. That was Robert Paulson or something like that. That was Robert.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry. Now
you know that character?
That was one of his names. That was one of his fake names.
Yeah, the character, he didn't have a name in the whole movie. I don't think they ever said his real name in the whole damn movie. Yeah, he was Jack. Wasn't he like I Am Jack's Oblomangata or whatever? Yeah, Jack.
Oblomangata. Yeah.
And then he called himself Cornelius. I remember once Meatloaf was like, Cornelius! You know?
Cornelius!
Yeah. He sees him.
Man boob comes up.
Man boob sees a big sweaty man boob hug. That is an awesome movie.
My pics.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Oh, man, that's a good... If you've never seen... I know everybody out there has to have seen Fight Club. I saw it twice in a movie theater. I loved Fight Club before it was cool to like Fight Club, because that movie failed in the box office, and it should not have. I saw it on a whim. Like, me and my friends, you know, we were like, let's go see this Fight Club movie. What's this about? You know, because we were big fans of Robert... What's his name? Not Norton. Is it Robert Norton?
Ed Norton.
And we went to see the movie. I had seen him before in American History X.
Yeah.
And I went to see that, and I was like, wow, that's a damn good movie. I told all my friends about it, and I said, hell, I went to see it again.
He was great in The Illusionist, too, man.
In The Illusionist?
Yeah.
Can't say I've seen that. What was it? Is that about the...
All right, we're back, everybody. Sorry about that. Hang on, let me get Hollywood back on the line.
Hollywood, are you there?
I'm here.
We fixed it. I don't know what happened. The PC froze on me, but... Just make sure the camera's back on, and there should be. We should be back on the Madhouse stream. We should be back on Syndicate. Everyone, give me some. If you see me, give me some ones. One, 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 one. Let me know if you see me. We should be back on. If anybody doesn't hear us for some reason, let us know immediately, please. Post haste. Okay, so where were we at? We're going to call back that.
Mikey's
Gyros, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Sorry about the problems. Just a moment. Another prank call coming up. Madhouse Radio Part 2 for the night. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Did we get to mention... Did that go out on the air when we were talking about Crazy Fucker and we made our demands about him coming back? Did we do that?
I don't know. I heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know.
Crazy Fucker band.
I heard it on here, but this hasn't gone down.
Yeah, Crazy Fucker band, we don't appreciate it.
I don't
banned.
Know what they did here.
Exactly. Dude, we lost a whole bunch of listeners during that, in the Madhouse stream. The problem being we lost, I don't, for some reason, my stream doesn't, no longer plays that little standby thing if it goes offline. It used to play that little jingle, you know, it stopped doing that. Excuse me, I don't know why. So, there. Yeah, I see the number's starting to come back up, so we're back on, folks. Thank you. Hang on, we're going to do another prank call just a moment.
Although I can see why he got banned.
Of course he could. Who couldn't see why? But he's listening. He'll be joining us shortly, folks.
Well, good.
It's
well,
almost...
Good. He can give his explanation.
It is almost sandwich time,
don't
though.
Don't you know, Isaac, of whatever. So mean to him in the chat room.
I will let you know, it is almost sandwich time, though.
Mikey, did you hear us? This is Ashley.
Ashley? I need to speak to Louise very, very quickly, please.
All right.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Louise.
Louise, hi.
Yeah.
I just talked to you earlier. My cousin is Jack Masterson, and he is on his last leg, and I was hoping you would talk to him before.
I'm gonna come down there. Like, I'm just getting everything off of the stove.
He's on the phone. Let me give the phone to him. I want to make sure that you at least tell him that you're sorry. Hang on, here he is.
We are beyond sorry.
Hello?
Jack, this is Louise from Mikey's Heroes.
Hello. Hey, Tina?
No, my name is Louise.
Who's this? Hello? Tina, I ate this food and they had the beef in it. I'm sorry, I'm not gonna make it to your birthday, sweetie.
You're gonna make it.
I'm not gonna make it to your birthday, sweetheart. I'm so sorry.
You're gonna make it.
Don't
overdo it, buddy.
When you were like 9 months old, I dropped you on your head. I'm so sorry, Tina.
Oh,
Tina.
Jake, is that hurt?
Tina, are you there? Tina? Tina? She's not talking to me anymore.
Hello? Louise?
Hello? Yeah.
Louise? He is in so much pain right now.
He's hurting so bad.
I'm really sorry. I'm on my way over there.
Please hurry. I don't think you can last much longer.
Will you please bring me another one of those gyros, those succulent gyros of yours?
A succulent gyro?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Will you put some vaginal juice on it?
Some what?
Vaginal juice on it.
Only if you want me to.
Yeah. I would like it.
Like for that?
I'm ready to call Ryan.
She's gone.
Ryan, terminate the call.
Wow. Please.
Oh, my God.
You think she's coming now?
Yeah. It looks like...
I don't think so. I think she got it.
It looks like Crazy Fucker finally made it in the chat room. All right. Breaking news, Crazy Fucker.
All right.
Place a call. Press 1 to listen to...
Crazy Fucker is back. And Milkman's back too. All right, Milkman. Yeah.
Milk.
The Milk Girl is back. All right, Hollywood, I'm going to take
a
break,
man.
Thanks for calling.
Great even.
Hey, you too, man. Always good having you on, my friend.
All right. Have a good one.
HollywoodVanya.com.
Everyone else?
Yes,
sir. .net.com, .org, .everything.
.biz. See you, man.
Yeah. Bye.
All right, that's Hollywood, everybody. Good to hear from Hollywood. All right.
Biz.biz.
Biz.biz. HollywoodBiz.biz.
Yeah.
We lost about 30 listeners during that whole unfortunate episode that happened during the...
Oh, dude.
With the loss of the stream, but we're...
The podcast is for...
That's what the podcast is for. The sad thing is, I don't know how much we missed altogether. Hopefully you guys didn't miss a lot of show. But anyway... Regardless, we'll be back. What was that, Milkman?
The international numbers, the UK numbers.
As matter of fact, Milkman, if you could send me some of our listeners.
You know, Liverpool, even I heard, is really good.
Some of our listeners were upset last week we didn't do any UK calls. Well, we have Kenneth Tracy coming up after the break here. In the UK. Yeah, Milkman, send in those UK, the international card, if you could.
I'll send it to you again.
Please do, yeah. So we got Kenneth coming up after the break. We're going to make up for last week. We got some calls to the UK. We do a special thing here called the UK Wake Up, where we wake up people in the United Kingdom. We have Kenneth Tracy, Melissa Tracy, Marjorie Doyle, and Jacqueline Warren all coming up next after the break. We'll be gone for about four or five minutes, as a matter of fact. Also on deck, we also have the Blazing Onion Burger Company. We got Herphy's Burger and Teriyaki. We got Bing's Bodacious Burgers here as well. We got a lot of prank calls we can do. You can always reach us here on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio. If you're using AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger, again, please message me on Madhouse Radio. If you're using MSN Messenger, the screen name there is madhouse@live.com. Again, MSN Messenger users, madhouse@live.com. And the toll-free line, that is none other than 1-888-278-8509. Again, the toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. Also, after the break, Crazy Fucker will be joining us, and also Reclude will probably be making an appearance as well. We're looking forward to that. And we'll be taking your calls and prank call requests. Be sure to visit madhouselive.com and be sure to stay tuned to syndicateradio.tv, syndicateradio.transvestite. So as I said, we'll be back in a few minutes. Please, folks, don't go anywhere. We're having fun here, you know. It's only Carlito and Milkman and Madhouse and Tuck and everyone else does. We'll be right back in a moment. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back. Thursday night, we'll be back.
Don't you dare miss it.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
You don't talk to me like that, bitch.
I don't even know who the fuck the fuck are you.
Put your man on the phone, I said.
Fuck you.
What are you crying for?
Just that one died.
Ma'am?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen.
Oh!
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Hotel, can I help you?
Hello?
Hello, can I help you?
Listen, I'm from the royal family, and the Queen Mother's coming down. I need your best suite.
Thank
hello?
You. Yes?
Answer me at once.
I'm answering you, yes.
Address. Address me as sir.
When?
Sir Royal. Say that.
Who have I spoken to, please?
This is Sir Royal Thomas Phineas.
Yes?
And you will prepare a suite at once at the royal order of the Queen Mother.
Sorry, I haven't got one.
What do you mean you haven't got one?
Our suites are full up.
What? Do you know who you're speaking with?
Yes, but our suites are full.
Listen, this is the Queen we're talking about. There is no such thing as a full suite.
The Queen Mother. The Queen Mother, I'm afraid, is dead.
What?
You told me the Queen Mother. The Queen Mother is dead.
The new Queen Mother, you batty bastard.
Queen Mother. We haven't got a Queen Mother. Tell your facts, wife, first, please.
F.O., you poofed up.
The Queen Mother died in 2002, record. Was it in 2001 or 2000?
Call in toll-free at 1-888-278-8509.
You know what, I hope that when you die, they put your GPS in your box and a trapdoor at the bottom. So when you die, you open a trapdoor at the bottom, you check the GPS, and you go straight down to the hell.
Madhouse Radio is back.
You are bigger than a woman. You are better than a woman.
We'll always be behind you.
Do not let a woman
ever,
ever make you who you are.
Oh, that is weird. We lost Syndicate again. Now it won't even connect to it. Jesus Christ.
They know where you are.
They know where I'm at.
They know where you are. They know where
you're getting all kinds of weird noise from there, man.
I haven't found food. I made some Hot Pockets and now I can't eat them. The break was too short. I really wanted to eat my Hot Pockets, man. This sucks. Oh, the hot food.
Hot Pockets make phone calls.
Oh, man, it's so hot. You should really wait about a minute or two before you eat your Hot Pocket after it comes out of the microwave. I just burnt the shit out of the roof of my mouth. Oh, man, that hurt.
It's crazy. Ooh. Day.
Need some beer.
Always look out. Definitely got going on.
Yeah, I did, Milkman. Thanks for the...
Oh, good stuff going on. What's
the link? What's the link to the comic book?
Oh, tuckerslove.blogspot.com. It's a webcomic. It's no webcomic I've been putting up. And, putting up the newer stuff for a while. And just check it out and comment and like it, hate it, whatever.
Well, yeah, Tuck is love, you know, man. That's what they say. All right, I'm still trying to fix this here. Everybody listen to this song while we try to fix this. That is weird. Okay, well, for some reason, we've lost the, there's, like, no video now live right now. Like, nobody's able to broadcast right now, so.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll continue on here. Well, they know where to get a hold of us. We're here over in the 98.6 The Mouth, you know, madhouselive.com. Spread the word if you're listening.
Goodbye. They know where to get to it.
Anyway, we're back, everybody. Hey, folks who's listening. We've got a few listeners right now. Of course, Ted, I want to say what's up to Ted. Ted, are you around or are you just listening, man? Is Ted over there? He's laying down some more tile, probably. Knowing him.
Hi.
Knowing him.
I'm here.
Oh, good. Yeah, Ted.
Ted the Web.
Ted the Web.
Hey, why don't you have Ted call that number with the guy who said,
whoa,
be Bubba Johnson.
Oh, the casino place, yeah. I'll have to find that number.
Yeah, man. Ask Ted, are you up to it? Ask him.
Ooh. Hot cheese. Wow.
Hey, Larry.
Hot cheese.
I got hot cheese on me. I was meaning a Hot Pocket. Yeah. Got a string
it's
of
a
hot cheese.
Word, it's a code word, Ted. It's a code word. Hot cheese.
Hot cheese, baby. You know what hot cheese is a code word for? Hot cheese is a good word for this right here. Alright. Cool. See what numbers we got here. We've got a lot of UK numbers here coming in from Lonesome Loser. Lonesome the Loser, of course, the man himself. Representing the 213. I don't know what that means. He means representing LA. I don't even know what the area code is from where he lives, so don't ask me. Okay.
I'm a white guy. Which is
what would you know? Right? White people don't know what IRA codes are. You look in the phone book. Yeah. This is pretty gross. I'm sorry, folks. I'm eating here in the lair, but I didn't have dinner tonight, so. Late dinner for me. Okay, let's do this. Kenneth Tracy in the UK. Let's give the UK a wake-up call here, why don't we? I'll keep trying to connect the syndicate over here in the background. Let me know if you guys see it pop up. Just a moment, please. Thank you. Wrapping up things here pretty soon. Yep.
I think you need to invite somebody to...
Just a moment.
Oh, no.
Hey,
oh,
man,
no,
what's
Minto.
Up?
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey, Milkman, you're not muted, man. We hear you. Doing good, man. So so is all video down in the syndicate room right now, or just me?
You're not the only one. It's down.
Yeah, Zolar says he can't shut his cam up. He needs to pick his nose. He can't shut his cam off, apparently. Yeah, everything's frozen. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I think
it might be actually Syndicate Radio's fault. So.
Well, not Syndicate. I think it's Now Live's fault. But yeah,
well, actually, it isn't. It might be Now Live's fault. Their servers could have been just gone to shit.
Yeah.
You never know.
Craziness. Well, it's continuously trying to connect here in the background, so we'll see if it picks up. If not, then you know what it does. Whatever, we'll see if Crazy Fucker calls us in. How you doing, man? What are those... You sent a 911 call? Did you really call 911, man?
No.
Okay.
But you'll... it's kind of... It's from a sketch show called The Whitest Kids You Know.
Okay.
And it's... So it's a really fake, but it's funny. I guess.
Okay. Are you able to...
Do you mind playing the marijuana ad real quick?
Well, I didn't get them. They didn't come through. Are you able to call without it sounding bad? Are you able to play it, rather, without it sounding bad?
Probably, this is a toll-free number, so... Yeah, I can call you back. I can do that.
Well, let's do some prank calls here real quick. You want to do that? You want to join in some pranks?
No, I just called in to pop in to say hello.
Okay.
I got up at 4. I was shitting my pants at 3:30 this morning, literally.
I'm
woke
sick.
Up and I had brown in the back.
Oh,
so,
really, man?
Yeah,
what's
that lovely.
What'd you
so,
eat? What'd
but
you
anyways,
eat?
Yeah.
Did you get some salmonella?
I'm just going to leave the... I don't know.
Well, do you face the going?
Virus I get every month. Enough of the chit chat. I was just going to leave the lines open for other people to call.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling.
So,
all right, bro.
All right.
Good talking to you.
Please tell us more about your city backside.
Please tell us more about your gay period that you have once a month. Please do. Okay, we're calling the UK. Kenneth Tracy, everybody. Oh, man. Crazy Fucker's trying to call in, too. Come on, Crazy Fucker. Call in, buddy. You can do it. crazy fucker is gonna call into the show after this prank call.
That's G message I sent you.
Yeah, I see it, man. I see it. Take it easy, milkman. Calmate, hermano. Calmate down. Calm it down, buddy. Simmer down now.
See the back of your car.
Nope, man. I got background noise. I think I'm going to be falling off the wagon this weekend, if you know what I mean. I'm not going to go into more detail, but I think I am going to do a little bit of... Little bit of that thing. Hi, is this Kenneth? Is Miss Tracy?
Excuse me. It is the early hours of the morning here. You have woken us up twice.
Are you awake, though? I want to make sure you're awake, Miss Tracy. Are you awake, please? This is important. Hello? Hello, you bloody wanker. Go ahead, hang up the phone. See what I care. You fucking bitch. I'm going to call her back later. She's going to get it from me.
It's a 20-minute hang-up.
Oh, good. I hope we do.
Didn't we have that the other day? What was that, right? Didn't someone like take like 25 seconds to hang up? Oh, man.
Could have been her.
Kokanee sent an ambulance sound clip to play. Oh, man. We missed it, Kokanee. That would have been awesome. Let's play that right now. All right. Playing now. All right, let's regroup here. Let's call Melissa Tracy instead. This is in England as well, from Lonesome Loser, the man himself. So it is confirmed now. Live is having a spasm, as Zolar is saying. So stay tuned for those who are crossing over from over in Nile Live Syndicate. We're over here now. Hello.
Hello.
Melissa, may I speak with Melissa, please?
Do you know what time it is, mate? It's 10:05 in the morning.
Did I wake you up?
It's 10:05 AM.
Well, did I wake you up? Could you please answer my question?
Get a piece of Elvis, you idiot.
What the fuck are you saying, sir? I'm asking you a question. You will answer me at once. Did I wake you up? Sir. Please, I'm sorry I said the F word to you. Please don't get mad. Hello? 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 You fucking Frenchman. I'm gonna call Kenneth Tracy back now. These bastards. Let's try this again. We gotta get some people riled up here in the UK.
Oh, they like being called French.
Actually, you know what's even worse? In the past, we've called an Australian an Englishman once, and he got really mad. Joop did that. You remember that, Milkman? When was that? Oh, my God.
L.A. Crack?
L.A. Crack, yeah. Englishman.
That was hilarious.
Englishman, you bloody asshole. Fuck off. You can play that real quick. I like crack. Here we go. This is from way back in the day.
The following is exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Hello?
Hello, L.A. Crack?
Die again?
Is this L.A. Crack?
No.
Well, I need some of that good stuff, if you know what I mean. So I can sprinkle it on my ice cream like Jimmy's and get high.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's
hey,
that?
Bollocks to you, you Englishman. I'll come up and take my little glove off and...
Englishman, you fuckhead. Fuck off.
I'll take my glove off.
Oh, hey, Ilana, did you hear Mia's new show last week?
Who show?
In the week.
Who did a show?
Yeah.
Who?
Mia's doing a show now.
Where?
She's back doing a show.
Where?
She's on Ted's stream.
No kidding. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, man. She's
Ted?
Back, dude. I sent you a message, but you wasn't on. You was like on permanent IO.
Ted doesn't tell me anything
about it. He doesn't care about me anymore. He's like, hey, Carlito's not my friend anymore.
Yeah, I do want to talk to you after the show, too.
I'm too busy moving furniture. Englishman.
Welcome to BG Answer 1571.
Ah, yes, shitballs.
The person you...
I'm ready to call Marjorie Doyle, also in England.
sorry, what? This is Jackson, and you're calling into billing department. AOL. AOL?
Yeah.
How did I get you?
Thank you so much. I was actually asking for a new access code, but somehow I got you in billing.
Can you help me out with that? Or?
Get your own permit, lock out in the spot.
For access dial-up numbers, you need to be talking to
No, I need the access code. Someone in
you
billing...
You mean to say that password?
No, the code, the access code. You remember the access code that you would put in the machine, in the computer machine? You remember that?
Well, usually when we sign in, we just put in our email address and password, nothing else.
Man, there's a website I can't seem to be able to get up, and it's my company email. Like, my company website, I'm trying to log in to get my email, and it won't come up at all. So I thought I maybe need an access code. Can you transfer me to someone to help me out with that, or can you help me out?
Well, technical support is what you need to be talking, sir, and I can get your call transferred now.
At once, sir.
Sure. And for any future assistance, would you like to keep their direct phone number?
Look, man, I don't need you to give me lectures because I hit the wrong number.
Stay on the line, sir. I'm connecting your phone.
All right.
Thanks for your service for billing.
I don't know how I got AOL, but here we are. Hello. Somehow I'm talking to AOL. I don't understand. I hear a bunch of numbers. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, I'm bored with this already. I'm not. What the hell that was about? All of a sudden I got AOL. Who's this? Hello? Hello on the line? Hello, hello? Oh, the line won't clear. What the fuck is this about?
Now, Milkman, you said that Fall sent in a prank call request. Is that correct? Milkman? Fall sent a number for Jan Smith again. Oh, that's right. We tried to call her last week. A bus driver who works at a pizza restaurant called Penny's. Fat, ugly, mean, stupid biatch, she says. Ask her on a date or something. Please tell her you saw her at the restaurant and that you think she's a nice lady. Or think it's something ourselves. You can tell her you live near a grocery store called Carl's on 4th Avenue or something so she thinks you're in town. Okay, cool, cool, cool. All right, we'll do that right now, sweetie. You got a tits. One moment.
Hello, Penny?
Penny?
Can I speak with Penny, please?
Penny who?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm confused. I've been drinking. I need to speak to Jan. You work at Penny's, right?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, girl? I work at the grocery store. You know Carl's?
Uh-huh.
And I've come in a few times at Penny's. I'm sorry I'm confused. I'm a little nervous, but are you single? Yeah, would you be interested in maybe going out for ice cream tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow?
Well, I gotta work tomorrow.
Well, at night. Maybe we can go out for ice cream at night. Maybe ice cream and... Do you like popcorn at the movie?
Why don't you try calling me sometime during... Not night.
I'm going to be busy, though, tomorrow, and I wanted to see if I could set up, you know... Are you afraid of dating? Maybe we won't call it a date. Maybe we just meet up. Like, you know, have...
Well, maybe... I don't even know who the heck you are.
I work at Carl's. I've seen you a few times, and I come into Penny's a lot for pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I like... Do you know the guy who likes the... I like extra cheese or pepperoni, and sometimes I get sausage, but sometimes not? I've talked, you know, you seem really nice, and then, you know, I don't want, you know, to be nervous or nothing, but I think you're a pretty girl. I think you're a nice girl.
Thank you. How'd you get my number?
Well, a friend of mine said that they might know, like, your name, so then I looked in the phone book, and then I couldn't find you there. Then I called, I paid, there's this, on the internet, there's this service called US Search, and then I looked for you in this town under your name, and then I found you. So I called three other people with the same name already, and then they all said, no, I don't work, you know, there, I don't work there. And then you, but you think that you, you know what I'm talking about, right? You work at the pizza place?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's you. You're the girl. I finally, this is my fourth call of the night.
Crazy.
It is crazy, though.
I don't
though.
Know, but I gotta get up at 5 a.m.
I haven't.
I gotta get up.
When was the last time you had a boyfriend? Has it been a long time?
I'm not gonna discuss that with you right now.
Well, does it
Bye.
Make does it make you nervous, Jan?
I'm gonna hang up.
Please, will you? Are you a good kisser?
Bye.
Are you a good kisser? Yeah, that's good. That's Jan, everybody.
I don't know how big she is. She's apparently a big woman. Yeah. Okay, we'll try to call her later. Maybe not later tonight, but later next week, maybe, perhaps. Before we take her... Our
yeah, we'll keep her for potential. She stayed on for a little while.
Before we take our third vacation of the year. Oh, man, I'm tired. Okay, here we go again. This is, we're going to try to call Marjorie Doyle again without getting through to AOL. Wish us luck with that. Any prank call requests? Old prank calls from the past? Maybe we could play? No Charlie Patton, Milkman. We played that last week. Don't go there, sir.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
You got the one with the at the casino? The bing bong, bing bong.
Casino lost and found? Yeah, I think I do. Let's see, casino lost.
For the actually, another good one is that very first call you did in the pre-Madhouse days to the guy at the bar.
Nigga cow.
And the kid with the shotgun.
He had a shot. Oh, yeah, he wanted to shoot it with a shotgun. That's right. All right, we'll play those in succession. Here we go.
Yeah, hello, hello.
What's the operator? How can I help you?
Yes, hi. Is this the Silver...
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you, sir.
Well, look, ma'am, I have a Travis here. I've lost my wallet, my cell phone, my insulin shots, and my sugar is up on the roof, and I need to get my insulins. And I can't find them, and I'm sure I left them there on one of the machines, and my and I can feel my sugar.
Hello, you have reached the last and found. So that we can better serve you, please leave the following information. You are being transferred, and a hotel operator will assist you.
That's right.
Good evening, Six.
Hello, yeah, look, my sugar is up through the roof, and I done left my diabetes kits there.
Where are you at? I'll get an ambulance for you.
I don't need an ambulance. I need my insulin pills. 7 I need my minutes, 17 pills, seconds
for this
there.
Call.
Wallet,
for applicable fees,
see
the back of your car.
Come over here.
Hello.
Hi, Marjorie. How are you?
Who's that?
This is Ralph Littlejohn from the United States of America.
Well, thank you for telling. I'm in bed.
Oh, did I wake you up?
Have you told before?
Did I wake?
I'm sorry, but you've woken me up.
Did I wake you up right now?
You have.
Well, you know what? I think it's funny. Hello. Damn it, man. They're just not as fun as they used to be. I think they're on to me, these bastards.
Think you can get some money from Liverpool. I've learned to move in with music people from Memphis from Liverpool. Rather, they're just about as crazy as Manchester.
No more numbers, Milkman. I'm tired. I'm yawning over here every half second. So we're going to call Jacqueline Warland next, and then Hillary Rose, and then we're going to end the show. Okay. Understood? Okay. One moment. Listen to this. Listen to this prank call.
My insulin is way up in the sky.
Hello?
Yeah, I left my pills and my diabetes syringe and my insulin's there.
You left them where?
I left them there on top of that machine there with the lights.
You left them where?
The machine with the lights. That goes bing, 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 bing. I left it on there. You know the one?
No, I don't know the one.
I left my insulin shot. If I don't take it,
you should probably come back and get it, sir, because I don't know where you left it.
Sir,
you need to come back and get it, because I don't know where you left it.
I left my contact lenses there. I can't see.
I don't know where you left it. You're going to need to come back and get it.
I left my keys. I left my cell
phone. You're not understanding me. I'm done with this conversation.
I left my shoes, my wallet, my pants.
Hello? Hello, this is Alan.
What?
Hang on. I haven't noticed, man. We're back in Syndicate. I wasn't looking. There we go. Okay, now we're back. I was sitting there waiting for it to reconnect, and it finally reconnected. We're back on Now Live. Good. It's working again. Awesome. Yay. Good. Okay. So, yeah, apparently there was a problem with Now Live before, but now it is working again. I think you need to refresh your browser if you want to see the show, but we should be broadcasting again live. We're back in the loop. Let me test it out here on my end. We're almost done though. Now Live took a crash, but we're back in now. Everyone should be back in order. Let me see. I don't know. We're working on it. We'll see in a moment. I don't know. Anyway, I was getting ready. Okay, so we called Fall's number. That's good. Baz said he liked that one. That's good. Lonesome Loser sending in some more numbers. Lonesome Loser, hold off because I'm almost out of gas, my friend. Almost tired. Maven says Jack Bauer versus Chuck Norris. I would pay to see that fight. Yeah, I agree. That would be a good fight.
I'd like to see Nacho Vidal and Bruce Lee.
Who's Nacho Vidal? Never heard of that one.
You didn't see that movie?
No. Nacho Libre?
The Lucha Rando?
No. I know. Are you talking about Nacho Libre? I saw Nacho Libre when I was in the dentist's office.
That's
once.
The one.
They were playing once in the dentist's office. I didn't pay much attention to it. Anyway, so yeah, we're waiting here. We're looking. I should be able to get back on Syndicate, but it's not connecting again. It is not connecting again, son of a bitch. Let me try one more thing here. Really quick. It's been a very accident-prone show tonight, if I must say so myself. There we go. We're clicking on Allow. We should be broadcasting now. There we are. Finally back on Syndicate. Wow, jeez. Finally, Now Live is cooperating. Awesome. All right, we're back in. Sorry. Dude, we went from having over 100 listeners to having 16 on Syndicate now because of that. That sucks. Anyway, things happen. All right, well, one or two more prank calls we're going to call on tonight. Just a moment here. We're going to call Hillary Rose. Just confirmed by Lonesome Loser in the UK. Here's a classic Carlito prank call.
I'm near the right home.
Where you at?
I'm over here at the bar.
What?
I'm over here at the bar.
Who the hell is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, that is the taxi service.
Man, who the fuck is this?
Is this the taxi service?
Man, I'm about to fucking whoop somebody's ass. Who the fuck is this?
Is this the taxi service, sir?
You think that shit's funny, huh?
Is this the taxi service?
Yeah, it's taxi service when I put your head on my motherfucking wall, motherfucker.
Look, sir, I got a man over here. He done diarrhea all over himself. We need to get him out of the bar.
9 hours, 24 minutes, 24 seconds. For
around.
This call, for applicable fees, see the back of your card.
Hi, this is Hillary.
Yeah.
Hi, Hillary. Did I wake you up?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I think it's funny that I woke you up. Are you going to stay awake now, or do you go back to sleep usually now? Hello? Hillary, I have a gas. Oh, fuck this.
I'm going to go nowhere else. There's nowhere else to go. Who's the one that got mad at us last? Marjorie? Isn't she the one that yelled at me and got mad? I think it was, right, Marjorie?
She's a bent.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Alright, we'll call Marjorie one more time so she gets angry again.
Call her a dent?
Okay.
Now,
a dent.
I don't understand you.
B-I-N-T.
I need to get this man out of here. He drunk. He can't drive.
Wait a minute. What's a dent mean again?
Bint, B as in boy. It's a woman of loose moral fiber. It's from the English to American dictionary.
Loose moral fiber. Okay. Bint. Yeah, bint.
One step up from a prostitute.
Oh, okay, good, good. See, it could be worse, right?
No, are you going to help us out?
Yeah,
or
man.
God, turkey-ass motherfucker, what are you problem now?
Hey, it's Crazy Fucker. Crazy Fucker on the air. What's
who's
up, man?
Here, boy?
Hey, holy shit, dude, man. I finally got through to you, man.
Fuck yeah, the Illuminati took us off the air, man.
Okay, man, let me ask you this to prove that you're really Carlito, man. Yeah. What fucking day is it?
This is Friday, September the 19th, man.
Okay, sir. Where I am, it's Thursday, 9:15. So we're still coordinating on the same frequency.
Yeah, we're
that's
working,
right. You're 3 hours difference there on the west. The west on the east coast.
I'm on the right
on
coast.
On the east coast.
Yeah, man. Hey, man.
The rotten carcasses on the west on the east coast.
I meant to ask. You know, last week I was hoping you'd call in. It was the anniversary, September 11th, and I wanted to have your take on that, if you could, real quick.
Well, sure. I didn't want to call you up because it seems like whenever I call you up, everybody in your chat room hates my fucking guts, and they all say fucking, oh, that guy, he's overreacting. You know, they're all fucking, you know, I think 90% of your fucking chat room guests are sons or daughters or FBI or CIA agents or some fucking shit.
Probably. They're probably gays, too, you know. Nothing wrong with
that. Yeah, a lot of fucking queers hate me, too.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. So I'm sorry you couldn't call in last week, man. So how'd you get banned from Syndicate? What's that about, dude?
Well, dude, earlier tonight, dude. Okay, it's like I called in, I tuned in the Syndica radio, and the Ford show was on, right?
Right, right.
And they were talking all kinds of crazy shit. They were talking like, oh yeah, they're a bunch of fucking Jews that were talking about it's good to shit on your sexual partner's chest, and it's good to piss on your you know, even the guy, he even was bragging about pissing, his fucking father pissing on his mother's head, you know, and that turned me off, dude. I'm not into that kind of shit.
Right, we don't want to hear that.
That's right, they debase us human beings like that.
How dare you disrespect
like, you
your
know
father
what?
Like that, you know?
Tell me, dude, who would want to be shit on or pissed on or spat upon?
I wouldn't, man. I know you're a like-minded individual. You're right in the head. You wouldn't want to be shit or fucked on or pissed on.
Fuck no, dude. Anybody try to shit or piss on me or spit on me?
I'd rip their cock off.
I've had people spit on me before, and I forgave them. You know, I forgave them. But I would never let anybody shit or piss on me as long as I was a fucking alive on the planet Earth.
Yeah, that's
as
right.
long as I could, you know,
yeah,
you could
you
spit
know,
on me.
Human beings were not like pigs. Pigs shit and piss where they lay down. We are civilized and we don't do that kind of shit.
Well, actually, in that regard, it's like, what's your definition of a pig and a human? Or a fucking bird or a monkey or a butterfly, right?
Who knows, man?
Right, right. Okay. I ask you a question, and you said, who knows? Okay, can I answer your question?
Yeah, man.
It's within your own mind and your own body politic. It's like you and me, brother. We share the same DNA as 6 billion of us on the planet Earth. It's like, why are we over there in the Middle East killing innocent Iraqi people for these dirty fucking pieces of shit that are called the rich people? The rich people. Oh, the rich people. Oh, George Bush. Oh, who are you going to vote for in the next election? What piece of shit are you going to vote for in the next election? Ooh! Right?
You agree with a lot of people. It doesn't matter who gets voted in.
It's all bullshit, dude. It's all fucking bullshit, dude.
Yeah, man. That's the way it is. You need to think about it. It's a two-party system.
It's not a two-party system, dude.
It's a one-party system.
No, dude. It's your party system, my party system, and everybody that hears my voice party system. No, dude. The reality of truth and existence resides within you and everybody else that's on this fucking planet.
Cool, man. You should have your own show, man. We call it the Crazy Fuckers Party System.
Well, I'll tell you what there, bro. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about how much what's really crazy about me? I'm a government agent.
What's really
I'm
crazy
I'm a government
about you?
Agent, yeah. Dude.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're a government agent?
Yeah, that works for the real government, the government of the people, by the people, and for the
people.
For
the fucking people, hell.
That's right, yeah, that's the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Damn right.
Now, that's right, dude. And you know what? And you know what? I got no dead bodies on my side of the fence. Yeah. I've got no dead bodies. On my side of the fence.
Right. I
have never killed anybody. I have never hurt anybody. I have never robbed anybody. I have never stole from anybody.
Well, yeah.
I have never hurt anybody. And I tell you what, man, so I must be a criminal, right? Because yeah. I'm not a police officer, a lawyer, or a fucking FEMA camp operator. Hey, sir. Let me tell you this. Now you make a big deal about that. I was in prison with Shug Knight, right?
Right.
Okay. You know who I actually was closer to in prison?
Who?
His name was Jim Gordon.
Who's that?
Oh, you don't know who Jim Gordon is, huh?
No. Who is that?
No, he was like a multi-millionaire drummer for Eric Clapton, and he's like a big time.
Musician.
Google up Jim Gordon the drummer.
Jim Gordon the drummer. I'm gonna put that.
Yeah, back in the '70s. Back in the '70s.
All right, so you were in jail. You were in the same block with him, or you were close to him?
I used to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner with him.
Okay.
Three times a day, dude. Living
okay.
in the same fucking
right,
D block with him.
Alright, Jim Gordon, a musician. Derek and the Dominoes, original lineup. Eric Clapton also appeared. Oh, there he is. Okay. American recording artist, musician, and songwriter. Grammy Award winner. Once
cut his mama's head off on an acid. He was on acid. He was in the back of a limousine when they busted him.
Holy shit. In June 1983, he murdered his mother. It was not until his trial in 1984 he was properly diagnosed with schizophrenia. Complained of hearing voices in his head, particularly those of his mother. Unfortunately, he was not diagnosed before and instead treated him for alcohol abuse. Wow, that's something. He got out of
it. Right, dude. You want to hear another dude? The same fucking prison, same time as Shug Knight that I was in with... His name is Bruce Davis. He is one of the Manson family. You ever heard of the Manson family?
Oh, hell yeah. All about the Manson
family.
Yeah,
okay. Bruce Davis, he was the biker down there. He was the biker down there at the Spawn Ranch that got convicted for killing Shorty Shea, the cowboy.
Right.
Okay, Google that up sometime, dude. And I'll tell you what. You know what? All these people that I'd be in prison with, I'd welcome them as my next door neighbor rather than having fucking George Bush supporters or Obama supporters or fucking McCain supporters or Clinton supporters living next door to me.
You'd have the felons with you first. You're nuts. Hey, man, you ever eat Hot Pockets? You ever into that? You ever have a Hot Pocket before?
No, I've never ever had a Hot Pocket, but I'll tell you what, dude, I'd like I've seen millions of advertisements for Hot Pockets and all that shit, but I never ate one.
Yeah.
And I, you know what's the best thing to do is go out and buy yourself basics and create your own fucking Hot Pockets.
Right.
Go out and buy yourself some beans, man, and some rice while it's still available. Buy that shit up, dude, because I'll tell you what, dude, these motherfuckers, they want to starve us down into submission. But right now, we're still living in the greatest fucking country in the world.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't know.
Well, dude, it is. It still is. It still is. It still is, man, because I'll tell you what, man. Take your fucking vehicle and drive down to wherever you can buy food and stock up. Because that, you know what, I tell you what, man. These motherfuckers are putting down the hammer, and they're going to try to starve us all down into submission.
Yeah, and then they're going to have a police state and the Nazi book burnings and all that stuff.
Oh, dude, the Nazi book burnings are over, dude. They already did that shit 20 years ago. No, seriously, I'm telling you, in the sound of my voice, is that these motherfuckers are trying to consolidate fascism on the planet. They want to kill off 90% of the human race, and that includes you and me. And the only reason that they ain't been able to do it is because there's still a few of you people out there that still believe in the United States Constitution and love, peace, and joy, man. That's the only fucking reason they ain't been able to dump us down into the fucking dumpster.
It's all we got,
believe
left,
me.
It's all we got, man. We gotta just
gotta. Hey, but let me give you a few bitches about Syndicate Radio. Can I give you some criticism?
Let it go, man. The opinions of the callers are not those of the host or the rest of Syndicate Radio, Madhouse Radio staff. Go ahead, yes, go ahead.
Okay, all right. This is not Carlito's opinions,
nope,
or views, but my bitches is that why is a motherfucker, you know, you get on Syndicate Radio and you click on that little button that says, yes, I'm over 18 and I agree that I might hear offensive content. But yet, when you hear offensive content, why the fuck you ban people or kick people out of the room, you stupid fucking hypocrite motherfucking cocksuckers?
Yeah.
You know, right? You ever done that, Carlito? You ever click on Syndicate Radio?
Yeah.
And click on that little button that says, yes, I'm over 18, and I agree that by entering in here, I might hear offensive content.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, when you hear offensive content, you get all fucking pissed off, and you fucking kick people out of the room. Right?
Exactly. Right.
I never kick nobody out of nobody's room. I don't even know how to do it. But I tell you what, dude, I called you up earlier tonight, and you weren't even on the air. And I'll tell you what, them motherfucking four Jews, the Jews now, when you start talking about the Jews, you get banned off of Syndicate Radio, because that's who really are, the low down and the way down. Yeah, they're pretend Uyghurs. Yeah, wow, yeah.
So you think the Jews are running Syndicate Radio?
It's a bunch of fucking bullshit. 99% of what I hear on Syndicate Radio is bullshit.
All right.
You know what, man, I'll tell you what, man. It's so fucking easy, man.
Hey, man, well, we have the Madhouse chat room, and I don't think anybody's ever been banned or kicked out of there ever for anything except for a joke. So,
well, I'll tell you what, dude. You know what? You and Dr. Lego.
He's a Jew.
Zolar is never, ever. And Donnie Radio Show. And, Jim and James. And We the People has never, ever banned me out of any fucking where, man. I'll tell you what, man. I'm not saying I hate, man, but I'm just asking you why. If any executives from Syndicate Radio are listening, why the fuck do you even bother having a button that says that if you click on it, you might hear offensive content, and then when somebody starts getting offensive, you kick them off?
It's kind of silly. Man.
That's a contradiction in terms, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, man. It's a confusing
All world. Right, bro.
That's how we
hey,
live.
Bro.
Yeah.
Listen, bro.
Hey,
listen, one time, one thing, let me say this.
Yeah.
Let me say this.
And then we
got to
go. I'm
going to
end the show here soon. Yeah,
all right. Hey, you ain't got to end the show, you dumb motherfucker.
They are
all night if you want to.
Unlike
you just
want to
get back. You just want to get back to your fucking comfort zone. That's what you want
to
do, you son of a bitch. You want to get back to your comfort zone.
Oh, man.
You don't want to stray out there. Hey, let me say one fucking thing before
yeah.
I go.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fuck George W. Bush. Fuck Dick Cheney. Fuck Barack Obama. Fuck Bill Clinton. Fuck John McCain. Fuck Adolf Hitler. Fuck Pol Pot. Fuck Joseph Stalin. Fuck every fucking fascist on the planet fucking Earth. We ain't bad. We are free fucking Americans in defense of the United States Constitution where we live and the Bill of Rights and the Magna Carta. So I'll tell you what there, you Department of Homeland Security cocksucking faggots. You better go apply for food stamps because next year you're going to be out of work.
Oh, yeah. You tell him, man. He always ends his comments just like that. Just click.
Yeah, very eloquent indeed. Milkman, we're going to end the show, dude. I'm tired. He took up the last of the gas. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
No more gas.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
All right, let's get out of here. Milkman, get us out of here, please. It's time. All
right, man. Well, hey, like... It was a really good show, and I hope you all enjoyed it as much as I did, and as much as we did presenting for you, because I tell you what, it was a good time. I'd like to thank all our friends over there at syndicateradio.tv. Thank you for getting that chat fixed, hopefully. The audio problem with the open mics and stuff, they'll get sorted out. At least when there's an on-air show, it helps a lot if that's not occurring. And I know Dino will take care of that. Thank you, G-Wiz, and all the guys. And also all of our friends over there at TedWebWebWeb.radio. Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate it. BluePlanetHosting.us. Take care of yourself, man. It's Ted. I look forward to seeing you get back on the air soon. And I do have a request that you do a call with us here soon when you get a chance. Once you get done with your Mr. Handyman named Team there. Also, I'd like to thank all our friends right here in the Madhouse, 98.6. Right, Mr. Nino, Saul, Cookie, Hollywood Banjo, Baz, all our friends over here. We sure do love you, MST3 Clay. Thank you for stopping in. Jonathan, thanks. You didn't call in, but thanks for listening. As always, Douche, thanks for not calling in. We sure do appreciate that as well. And I'd like to thank Mr. Tuck also and all our friends that showed up tonight. Right here in our TeamSpeak, our own personal web satellite link to the show, and the Warrior. Hey, Warrior, welcome back. Thanks a lot, man. Sure appreciate you showing up as well. But without you, that's right, you, listening to our voice right here and now, we couldn't do it without you because it's all about you, the listeners. That's right. We do it every week for you. We pay every week so that you can listen to us play. All you do is give us some time, and we'll drop the dime. So please, don't forget to tune in next week. Oh, and don't miss Zor's Party Nation tomorrow night. All you crazy bastards will love him. Don't forget it. But please, all raise hands and fist high to our leader of the Madhouse, General Lissimo, the militia, Carlito Hermano. Thank you, big bro.
Hey, thank you.
On once again, man. Sure love you, bro.
All right, thank you. I want to thank everyone who submitted numbers, Paul, and most importantly, I know Bass sent in some numbers we didn't get to, but of course, Lonesome Loser Man, thank you, sir. Always great when you send in numbers.
Numbers
I think
Hitman.
That's him. Thank you, Milkman. Thanks, Tuck, Ted, Baz, The Warrior, everyone who showed up tonight. Thank you, and everybody who listened, everyone who showed up to listen. It was an okay show. We had fun, you know. We entertained ourselves better than doing nothing. Had some fun. Yeah. We had some news articles, dude. I wanted to get to them real quick. I don't know. Give me a moment here. There was one interesting one. Fidel Castro. Apparently, there's a book coming out and one of his assistants here claims Fidel Castro, according to this, Fidel Castro makes Wilt Chamberlain seem lame. While the NBA legend Wilt Chamberlain, I don't know if you remember in the 90s, Wilt Chamberlain came out and said he had sex with 20,000 women. Fidel Castro claims he's had sex with 35,000 women. He has slept with at least two women a day for more than 40 years. One for lunch and one for supper. Sometimes he even ordered one for breakfast.
There you go.
There you go, man. Apparently, his security would comb Havana beaches each day, recruiting the hottest babes for Fidel Castro to get all giggity with. So there you go. Kokanee also sent in this. He caught a good article here, and he made a good point. Giggity, giggity. Russia may build a space center in Cuba. Not good news for the United States. We talked about this a few times here in recent weeks, how things are deteriorating. It almost seems that we're going into a new Cold War. The Russians may be putting more rockets in Cuba, apparently, without nuclear warheads. Russian Federal Space Agency is talking in preliminary discussions about helping Cuba build its own space center. They're quoted as saying, "With our Cuban colleagues, we discussed the possibilities of joint use of space equipment and the joint use of space communication systems. Putting a launch pad in Cuba does have some advantage for the Russians. The Caribbean island is more further south than any part of Russia, and that means it's easier for rockets to escape Earth's gravity and get an additional kick from the Earth's own ground speed if they're launched close to the equator. Of course, the fear is, in that case, you have, you know, rockets and a launch pad, yeah, really close to the United States, about 90 miles off the coast of Florida. And here we are, the Cuban Missile Crisis all over again. So that's where we are. And apparently Russia and preliminary talks to open up a space center just south of our own Kennedy Space Center, for God's sake. Jesus Christ, what's this world coming to? A dad named Raul Colon, 45 years old, apparently, and I can understand this guy, I say let him go. His 15-year-old daughter, it was in bed, and he was sleeping, it was at night, and he hears these weird noises coming out from his daughter's room. So he gets up, he goes to his daughter's room, sees a naked stranger standing on top of the bed. He grabbed a metal pipe and beat the shit out of a 15-year-old boyfriend of hers. Apparently his daughter was having sex with her 15-year-old boyfriend, and he didn't know. He thought it was a stranger, and they're trying to rape his daughter. And he did the right thing. He put the metal to the pedal, basically. You know, that's what I would do. He didn't know that she had a boy. He didn't know she had a boyfriend. So, you know, if it's me, if my daughter's in bed and I hear some weird noises and I go in there and there's some dude half naked standing up on top of the bed, I'm gonna beat the shit out of the guy because I think that he's raping my little baby girl. So. Huh? I say let him go. He did his job as a father.
Anyway, you should beat the shit out of him anyway.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if you guys... another article here, I don't know if you guys heard about this. A gentleman here in his 50s has been accused of raping his wife, who was in a nursing home in a coma. Unresponsive woman in a nursing home. He was actually having sex with her. And I guess the facility officials had a feeling that the facility staff had a feeling that he was having sex with her in private. So they called the police and they set up a security camera, and sure enough, he would go and visit her and talk to her and all this stuff, and every once in a while he'd close the door and get on top and go at it. And apparently because she wasn't consenting to it, despite the fact that it was his wife, they're saying that it was rape. And he has been charged, apparently, with assault.
Oh, dear.
I don't think that's fair, dude. I mean, come on, they're married.
Right between you and your wife.
You know, if
it's... right between you and your wife?
There's no such thing. It's a victimless crime. Come on, man. I'm sure she'd be all for it if she was up. That's the best thing you can do. You know, they tell you, when someone's in a coma, you bring the friends around, you do things as normal as you can. You have conversations, because that helps bring them out. You know, maybe he was just trying to bring out, you know, with a good dickin'. That's all it takes. Sometimes. So let him go. Come on, man. That's not fair. He's just trying to get a little bit on the side. And I think that's it. We're out of articles. We're out of time. Thanks, everybody. Milkman, especially, and talking, all you guys. Good to see you, Ted. Everyone go to blueplanethosting.us. I think that's the website. If that's not right, I apologize. But, of course, tuckermike.com.
That sounds right, yeah. That sounds right.
TuckerMike.com. That's the website there for Tuck. And, of course, we always support Sean Ward. SeanWard.net. He's got a lot of prank calls up there as well. We'll catch you here next week.
Everybody Sean Ward to comment Sean Ward. Sean wants to do a lot of vlogging and good stuff over there, so go be sure to check it out and respond to it.
Yeah, check it out and be sure to tell them the Madhouse sent you. Tuck and Milkman and Carlito and all of us, we sent you there. Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend. Be safe out there. Oh, yeah.
5 minutes.
Better not.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking team of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.